With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump stumping in Montana on what he sees as the stakes in the 2024 campaign.
This election is about saving our economy, ending inflation, securing our borders, restoring respect for our nation. We're no longer respected. Preventing World War III, especially for all these young people, these young, beautiful people. We don't want to get them into World War III.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration denouncing the comments of an Israeli official who opposes a hostage and ceasefire deal with Hamas. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Israeli Finance Minister Smotrich does not support the deal being pushed by the United States and mediators from Egypt and Qatar. He said it amounts to surrender. At the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby didn't hide his disgust with the Israeli official.
It's outrageous. It's absurd.
Kirby said the view held by Smotrich
would in fact sacrifice the lives of Israeli hostages, his own countrymen, and American hostages as well.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to attend the talks next week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Defense Department, a disagreement over how to bring to justice the accused mastermind of the 9/11 attacks has thrown the case into disarray. That disagreement has also surfaced the tension between the desire of some victims' families to see a final legal reckoning and the significant obstacles that may make that possible. The uncle of a Uvalde, Texas school shooter begged police to let him try to talk his nephew in a 9/11 call released Saturday. Armando Ramos told police his nephew always listened to him, and if he could talk to him, he might be able to get him to stop shooting. 19 children, 2 teachers were killed that day. Turkey has reinstated access to Instagram after more than a week of being blocked nationwide. The country barred access to Instagram August 2nd. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. The ACLU is suing a Christian school. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, fired a male employee when he announced that he would begin living as a woman, and the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit. The man had only worked for Liberty a couple of months before making his announcement, causing some to wonder if his employment was just a calculated effort to get the university in court. Religious institutions are generally exempt from anti-discrimination law in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris' selection for a running mate will please the most liberal wing of the Democratic Party. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has made his state as a bastion of liberal policy. He won the governor's office in 2018, and Democratic control of the legislature has allowed Walz and lawmakers to repeal pro-life laws, promote the LGBT agenda, and legalize recreational marijuana use. You're listening to SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Some good news for Republicans in a new poll of voters in Montana. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
A new Emerson College polling, the Hill Survey, is favorable toward both Republicans and former President Trump. It shows Trump-backed GOP senatorial candidate Tim Sheehy leading incumbent Democrat John Tester by 2 points. Tester's seat is one of a handful Republicans hope to flip from blue to red in November. Voters in the state also favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris by 15 points. 55% to 40%. Bob Agner reporting.
A large geological feature in Utah known as the Double Arch, also the hole in the roof, has collapsed in the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. Park rangers suspect changing water levels and erosion from waves in Lake Powell contributed to its demise. Debbie has finally moved out of the country after the storm spent the better part of a week unleashing tornadoes and flooding, damaging homes and taking lives as it moved up the East Coast. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. This is SRN News.